Today we're learning Daf Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Beitzah. So we left off yesterday where Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked a question on a Rav, that why is it that an Efroach, that a chick that hatches on Yom Tov, should be Asur Mishum Muktzah, yet when an Egel is born, when a calf is born on Yom Tov, we're going to see that it's Mutter, that it's not an Isser of Muktzah. And even if that calf is born from a Trefa, where the animal was not usable for human consumption, still it's going to be, the halacha is going to be that calf is going to be mutter on Yom Tov. So we said that Rav had no response to that. Rav couldn't say that no, because the calf could have been used for feeding to dogs when Yom Tov started, so it had some use when Yom Tov started. He couldn't say that, because the fact that it was muchan leklavim, the fact that something is usable for dogs, does not make it muchan leadam, does not make it something that's usable for human beings. So says the Gemara now further, Ammar le, we are at the word Ammar le. So Ammar le, Rabba said back then, in, it's true, Muchan la'adam lo havi muchan la'klavim. That which is designated for human consumption is considered mukta with regard to using it for dogs. If it loses its status sometime on Shabbos or Yontif and is no longer fit for human consumption, we consider that mukta even though it's still fit for dogs. Demai dechazi le'inish lo shadi le'klavim. Because something that is ra'ui for a human being to use, he would never waste it on a dog. That's why, since when Yontif started, it was something usable for a person, it's not considered something that was designated for a dog's use. It's considered something that was dafka not designated for a dog's use. But muchal neklavim, something that was designated to be used for a dog, having muchal na'adam, is certainly considered to be designated for human use. Because if something gets upgraded over Yontif, and you thought it would only have use for a dog, but now you see that it has human uses as well, so a person certainly has das that he wants to use it for whatever he can, for whatever he'll be able to use it. So therefore, he doesn't make it muktzah of Yom Tov from Achilas Adam. Rather, the part of the Hachana includes the ability to use it for people. Tanya Kavase de Rav, we have a brisa that supports Rav, that a chick that hatches on Yom Tov is Aser, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan. And we have another brisa that supports Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, who say that a chick that hatches on Yom Tov is Mutter. Tanya Kavase derav, Egel Shnol B'Yom Tov Mutter. If you have a calf that's born on Yom Tov, it's Mutter to be eaten that day. Efroach Shnol B'Yom Tov, Aser. A chick hatches on Yom Tov, it's Aser. Uma Hefresh Ben Zeh Lo Zeh. Why should there be a difference between the Egel and the chick? Zeh Muchan Agavimo B'Shchita. The calf is Muchan, is designated already from Erev Yom Tov, Agav, its mother, because the mother could be shechted. If the mother was shechted while the calf was still in utero, it would be mutter to eat the calf. V'zeh eino muchan agavima. But the chick is not usable for anything when Yom Tov started. Tanya kavesa di Shmuel v'itim Rabbi Yochanan. We have another braisa. It says like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that egel shenol b'Yom Tov, mutter. An egel that's born on Yom Tov is mutter. V'afroch shenol b'Yom Tov, mutter. And a chick that's hatched on Yom Tov, also mutter. My taima, zeh muchan agav imo, zeh matiratzmo b'shchita, that the egel is mutter because it's considered usable through the shchita of the mother, and the afroach, the chick, is considered mutter because when it was hatched, it went from being a sheretz to something that could be shechted and eaten. So just like its hatching changes its entire status with regard to the Yisra Achil of Shratzim, so too it changes its entire status with regard to Muktzah. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Efroach shnol b'yom tov aser. A chick that hatches in Yom Tov is aser. Blaz ben Yaakov omer, af b'chol aser. Even on a weekday, it's aser to eat on the day that it actually hatches. Levi shalonis patchu enav, because its eyes won't open up on the day that it actually hatches. So we're going to see that that's still a problem of sheretz or something like that. So Gemara explains, Keman azla hadetanya. Who's the following brisa going like when it says, L'chol hasheretz hasheretz ala aretz, l'ra Rabos Efrochim Shalonis Patchu Einehem, that when the Isser of Shratzim is said, it comes to include even those chicks that have hatched whose eyes have not opened up, that they're also Aser Ba'achila. Kiman Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's assuming like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amrav Huna Marav. Beitza im yitzi asa nigmara. That an egg, when it comes out of the mother, it's considered to be fully formed. But before that, it's not considered a real egg. My im yitzi asa nigmara, meaning, is that a halacha that you're saying? Is that just an observation? What does it mean? When an egg comes out of its mother, it's considered fully formed. With regarding what? Ilema im yitzi asa nigmara, that it's with regard to basa b'chalav, to tell me that only then umutaris la'achla b'chalav, only then are you allowed to have the egg with milk, because before that it's considered basar since it's part of the chicken. But in its mother, while the chicken is still inside, while the egg is still inside the chicken, it would be considered meat and it would be asr to have with milk. And Mar says that can't be what it means, because if you check a tarnagolas and there are eggs that are fully formed inside, those are parv, those are not fleshig. So that would be totally fine. So what does the im yitziyasa nigmara mean? So says Gemara, take two, second possibility. Ella im yitziyasa nigmara, it's with regard to the laws of muktzah. That Rabbi had said previously that all seudos Shabbos and Yom Tov have to be prepared already in advance on a weekday. So muteris la'achla b'Yom Tov. So Rav is trying to teach us that this egg can be eaten on Yom Tov only if it was already born, if it already was laid on Erev Yom Tov. Because that's when we consider the hachana to be completed on a weekday. But if it was still inside the mother on Erev Yom Tov, then asur liyach lebi Yom Tov. Then you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Gemara says, nah, we don't like that pshat either. Because Vatanya, we have Rabbi said, says, Hashachris tarnagolos matzah bebeitzim gemuros, mutaros liyachlim biyom tov. That if you shach the tarnagolos and you find fully formed eggs, you're allowed to eat them on Yom Tov also. We're not choshesh that they weren't nigmar on a weekday. V'chi teima, and if you're going to say, kamash milan, bebraisa, mai delo ashminim b'masnisin, and if you're going to say that the Allah is not like that braisa, because we don't find any Mishnah that says like this braisa, that if you shech the tarnagolas and find eggs inside of it, that you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. And so maybe we reject that braisa. You can't say that because Hanami Tanina. We actually do find it in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if a beitza is no let on Yom Tov, Beishamay says you can eat it, Beisil says you may not eat it. V'adkan lo pligi. And the whole machlokas is only Beisham and Beis Hillel el binolda, is only if it's actually nolad on Yom Tov, if it's actually laid on Yom Tov, but if it's still inside the mother, divrei hakol sharyon, everyone would hold that it's mutzer on Yom Tov after the mother is shechted. And if you're going to say that even eggs that are found inside the mother are asr according to Beis Hillel, v'hadik tani nolda lo diachak kochet beishamay dafil nolda nami shari, and the only reason it says it mentions the machlokas with regard to nolad is to let you know just how strong beishamay holds their opinion that even if it's nolad in yom tov it's mutter. So you can't say that because Allah had tanya, the brayso goes on to say ashokres atarnagolas matzav bebeitzim gemur. That if you shech the tarnagolas and you find fully formed eggs, you're allowed to eat them. So money, who's the author of that? Lo beishamai, can't be beishamai, because beishamai holds it's even mutter if it's no let in yantav. The brisa apparently is only being matir when it was not no let in yantav, when you find it inside the mother. Velo beisil, and can't be beisil, because you're trying to taina that beisil would say usher in such a case. Ella im yitziyasa nigmara. So rather, we have to come up with a third pshat. What's im yitziyasa nigmara? That umegadela sefrochim, that only after it's nolad, only after the egg is out and has been laid, can it be megadela frochim. But before it's nolad, bime'imo, when it's still in its mother's body, before it's totally finished, and you take it out prematurely from its mother's body, eina megadela sefrochim. Such an egg will not be able to be megadel chicks. L'may nafkamina, who cares? Well, that's a biological fact. Does that really matter? So says Gemara l'mecha chamemkar. Yes, it does matter with regard to laws of doing business. Because if a person buys beitzim to try to raise chickens, and the guy who sold him the eggs is selling him eggs that never were really laid, that were ripped out of the mothers, so that's not fair. It's a mekach tos. He's selling him something that could never meet the need of the buyer. It's like the person who wanted to buy eggs to be Megadol Frochim, and he said, who has eggs to sell that came from a tarnagolas that's able to hatch chicks. Yavle ve'edu shchuta. They gave him eggs that were found inside a shechted chicken. Asal kamed Rabbi Ami. So he sued him and he brought him to Rabbi Ami to within Torah, and he said, you know, this guy tricked me. He gave me the wrong kinds of eggs. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Ami said to the seller, mekach tosu v'hadar. So it's a mekach tos. You have to give it back. It's no good what you just did. You're not allowed to sell. If the guy is looking to raise chickens, you can't sell him an egg that was found in a shechted animal. You have to only give him an egg that was actually laid properly, because only such an egg can actually properly raise chicks. Says Gemara Peshitta, isn't that an obvious psak halacha? Of course it's a mekach tos. The guy was saying, I only want eggs to be able to raise chicks. So says Gemara, no, ma'u de teima hayla achila kabayiluhu. I might have thought that the mocher could say, you know, I thought he really wanted just for eating, to eat the eggs. If I had to come to Pachi, and the reason he said that he wanted them to be megadol afrochim is mishum ditzrivan, is because he was trying to say, I want really nice, jumbo, grade A eggs. So I gave him what I thought were really good eggs. But I didn't think he wanted to do anything other than eat them. L'maynaf gemina, so the Gemara says, what's the difference whether he wants it for achila or he wants it to be megadol afrochim? At the end of the day, you didn't give him what he wanted. He wanted eggs that were fully formed and were actually laid. So Gemara says, l'misvilei beni beni, that the nafkamina is going to be with regard to giving back to the lokeach the difference in value, kamashmal. And that's what it's telling me, that if he was looking for a higher quality eating egg and you gave him a lower quality eating egg, okay, so you reimburse him for the difference in price. But if he was looking to raise chicks and you gave him an egg that can't possibly raise chicks, the whole thing is mekach tos. It's not just the difference in price, the whole mekach is cancelled. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the story, Yehuda Amar Lehu.